And no one congratulated a moon that was always new.
I just remembered that somebody saying to me, I think that's a job you ought to apply for. And I did, and went to the interview, and was called back. I was delighted with myself, absolutely. To get into Aer Lingus was a great honour, absolutely, because I suppose there were so few of us. It was really the job to have at the time. We were quite popular with the men, yes. We weren't short of any male escorts.
You know, each cloud contains pennies from heaven.
Well, when I started, which was in 1947, I wore a brown uniform, which was a jacket and a straight skirt with a forage cap, and it was brown with gold trimmings. And then we changed later to green. The skirts were to the knee or below the knee. We were wearing high-heeled shoes, court shoes, which were very nice looking, but unfortunately not very good while you were working on the aircraft. So we got permission then to have flat shoes on the aircraft, and but you had to wear your high heel shoes when you left the aircraft. It was important that you looked well once you left the aircraft as well.
Miss Blake was the head of the hostess department. We were hostesses. She kept control of us all. And I always remember Miss Blake's voice. She'd call, Miss Tracy, with whatever was wrong with me. Where we gathered before a flight, we'd pass Miss Blake's office and we had to be absolutely immaculately turned out, hair done, shoes polished. There was no sort of, you just wouldn't be let pass out without all that.
If she thought like your hair was getting too long, you had to tie it up. Or she was very, very good. She was very strict, but good.
Generally speaking, the passengers were absolutely delightful. They were mostly business people that would be going backwards and forwards. Most of them were extremely charming. Some people were scared, yes, you'd see them saying their prayers and that sort of thing. And then you get the odd glamorous one, you know, a film star.
Oh, I remember having Bob Hope as a passenger. Mm-hmm. And I remember having the President of Ireland at the time, who was Sean T. O'Kelly, and his wife.
The service, I thought, was very civilised and very nice, which was a thing I particularly noticed now. When I got onto Ryanair, they didn't have the lovely tables we had to put down. People were served with trays. Tea, you could have tea, coffee, you could have drinks. My impression was that it was a very civilised way of travelling then, and everything was more gracious.
The passengers could smoke. They did that, I suppose, because of some of them were a little bit frightened taking off. You weren't allowed to smoke until after takeoff. Well, I myself smoked, and the first thing I did when I got to an airport was take out the packs of cigarettes, because we weren't allowed to smoke in uniform. No hostess was allowed to smoke anywhere in uniform.
When we were taking off, we went up to the captain and we said, so many passengers on board. 5 locks, 2 pins, ship's papers, and the doors are closed. That was it.
I remember taking off, and I was sitting there belted in, and we climbed up. The door opened beside me, and I remember looking out at the cows and the fields underneath and the door swinging open. So I had to go up to the captain and ask, tell him. So we had to turn around and go back to land to get a new aircraft. We had to leave Aer Lingus once we got married, which was very sad, you know, because I must say I missed flying, and I was very lonely for about a year until the family arrived.
And was there ever an opportunity, if you wanted to become a pilot, would that have ever been possible?
It would never have been thought about even. No, not at all, no.